My husband reads crime. I do not. A few years ago, I bought us tickets to see the crime writers Mark Billingham and Val McDermid in conversation. Despite the occasionally gruesome content of the books, it was the most joyful literary event I had been to for a long time. Billingham was funny and refreshingly self-deprecating. McDermid was candid and witty. During their talk, Billingham wryly identified factions that exist within literary circles, claiming crime writers were often considered lowly in the literary hierarchy, yet looked upon longingly as it was at the crime writers' table where people seemed to be drinking, smoking, and having a much better time. Watching Billingham and McDermid laughing on stage together that afternoon, they certainly proved it. The idea of factions, of knowing or not knowing where you fit, can haunt you as a writer. So too can the question of worth. I have often quipped in the past that I should have been a midwife. I'm not sure how serious I am about this, nor am I sure that nursing skills rest within me. But the reason behind wanting to be a midwife, however, is sincere. It is about a desire to do something good, to do a job that is worthy and rewarding and helpful. There have been times when the life of a writer has not felt like that. I worry more than I should about how my work is perceived by my peers. I worry if my writing is any good, who is reading it, and what difference it is making. I worry most about what benefits my existence as a writer can bring to others. The thing I recall about the Billingham-McDermid event is the sheer pleasure experienced by the audience. They were gripped throughout, fascinated by the insight being shared into how the books that they loved were created. Almost every member queued patiently for their hardback to be signed. I watched Billingham and McDermid greeting their readers, delighting in each positive exchange. It made me see and appreciate what the writer can do. Those audience members were not queuing to be rescued or healed or advised. They were queuing to express their appreciation for the writing, for being given something that had thrilled, enlightened, and made their life better in some way. I consider what I have taken from books and what I hope to offer in mine. Though my writing life may be fraught with anxieties, I need to remind myself of that crime writing event and how it proved the deep connections we make with books. I consider how empty my life would be without stories, poems, essays, and plays. The writing life is a worthy one, fulfilling that potential hollow space. It is not a solitary, indulgent life spent at a desk. It is about connecting with others. Writing is the conduit and must be valued for its ability to entertain and inform, to shock and astound, to move and inspire.